Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. We're having a bit of a heat wave here, and as a result, I'm leaving the windows open. So if you hear a bit of ambient noise outside, I apologize, but it's way too hot to close the window. I'm just laughing because of the subject we're about to discuss, or I'm about to discuss. So, how do I begin? Okay, so I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine. Everybody's a friend of mine, right? When I start these stories, I always say with a friend of mine. I guess that's just the way I do it. So, anyway, we had this discussion, and we were talking, and she's in a brand new relationship, and they've been going out for about maybe 5 months. Okay, I guess yeah. I think she said she actually told me the month, day, and minute, but that's okay. And by the way, I'm really excited for her. She's so in love, and it's such a wonderful thing to see. You know, it's nice. Anyway, and neither of them live alone. Okay. Now, so they are planning to go away, for, you know, the weekend, at a hotel or motel. I think it's a hotel, of course. Well, maybe. I don't know. For a little crunch time activity. You know what I'm saying? A little. You know, we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, you know, I hope you guys have a great time and all that. But yeah, it started me thinking about my own situations in the past, and also, you know, how I would approach things differently today than I would then. So in my past, let's see, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever dated anybody. Well, everybody I've dated, I've always lived alone, except for a few times. I've always had my own place. So, you know, finding a place to go and do the deed was never really a problem. But, and I don't know why I'm laughing, because there's some, because I got this image in my head of just trying to look for a place. You know, it just reminds me of something, you know, kind of teenagers might do. You know what I mean? You know, you both you living at home and you got the car, but I don't know. Anybody still doing nookie in the car? I don't know. Maybe. I suppose so. But, you know, you're looking for a little privacy, and, you know, you can't afford a hotel or something. I guess I think about that. The closest I can think to, you know, her situation, I have dated women in the past that had roommates, and that we lived in different cities. And so I remember, I'm thinking of one instance when I had to stay overnight at her place, and there were roommates. There were five roommates in this. Five women all living together, and it was difficult. You know, let me just say this. There was no crunch time, right? I just, you know, she was like, oh, come on, you know, lighten up. You know, we all know, and I remember, you know, sitting at the kitchen table and at nighttime talking to three of her roommates, I guess. And you know, everybody's like, well, it's time to go to bed. And, I just started sweating you know, it's just like, oh, let's go, you know? And I realize in the day in which we live, such modesties don't really, I guess, amount to much, but to me they did, you know? I went to her room, you know, we went to her room, but let me tell you, she was like, oh, come on, you know, you can, and I just couldn't do it, couldn't even come close. Nope. So anyway, but that's kind of a sidebar to what I'm really want to talk about, which is, you know, you plan these things So they've been going out for, like I said, 4 to 5 months and holding hands and kissy-kissy and everything. And then, you know, you try to plan a time when you can get together. And, you know, you go to a hotel. Now, you know, maybe it's because I'm old now, or maybe it's because I've lost my mojo. But I was just wondering, if you set up something like that, what do you do? I mean, you know, okay, so you get to the hotel. Now, you know, I know when you're young, and maybe some people my age and older too, but I'm just going to stick with the stereotypes. But I guess when you're young, you know, you're both so ready to go, you just kind of, you know, go for it, right? As soon as you get there, maybe, I guess. But if, let's say you're not, let's say you're in your, you know, 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, well, do you still just go for it? I mean, or do you, you know, because she was saying that, you know, she wanted to be romantic. And I can tell you that I have crashed and burned on many occasions when some woman wanted me to be romantic. It just, you know, it's just not, you know, I don't want to be too personal about this and get too into the subject. But, you know, to me, you know, foreplay is something that you engage in after you're done with the crunch time. You know, after eating, then you can go work. You know, I don't. Please, foreplay. Give me. You know, and so, but anyway, I'm thinking about this one woman. We went away, and she said, you know, I want it to be romantic, you know. And I said, well, what do you want? You know, I'm here, you're here. There's a buffet downstairs. What do you want? Yeah. And so she goes, oh, I want romantic music. And I want, do people really, is this just a woman thing? I can't believe there's any men out there that I'd want to be friends with anyway. They really care about that stuff. I mean, I sure, are there people who really, men anyway, who really care about all the, I remember one time, and maybe I remember one time I was watching TV. And my girlfriend, I guess she was my girlfriend, I don't know, you know, she came out in all this, you know, fancy negligee stuff. And she goes, oh, you know, you're watching TV. I was like, yep. And it was something, I was really into it. It may have been Star Trek. Yeah, don't try to compete with Star Trek, ladies. Don't ever try to compete with Star Trek. And she sat next to me and kind of sidled up to me and everything. She goes, how do you like it? And I said, it's a great episode. I looked over and I thought, what have you done? What are you doing? You know? And she looked, you know, she looked good. She looked, you know, like she was ready for crunch time. And I said, can we, you know, and I know this was, but I want to go back and say something. This was during the first run episode. This isn't like now when I own all the DVDs and the show's not in production. Star Trek, I'm talking about. So, you know, this was back during the first run time, you know, and I didn't own anything. So, you know, she goes, I was like, well, can we wait to, cause it was almost near the end, you know, and you know, they spend the whole hour on these TV shows setting you up for the big finish. And so, and she just kind of got all, you know, what's more important? And so I turned off the TV set, and I tell you, I was so angry about it. Not angry, but I was pissed. Not pissed. I was kind of upset. Not upset, but I was kind of, I really wanted to know how that, and I knew I wouldn't be able to find out until the next rerun, which would be now, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months later. Anyway, but I mean, you know, whatever. So she goes, well, you know, what do you think of, and I couldn't figure out what the hell she was wearing. It had a bunch of strings and laces, and I remember saying, you know, what is all this? What's the, well, you know, I wanted to be sexy for you. I said, sexy? Oh, you want to be sexy? You know, come out with a sandwich in your hand or something. You know, sexy? Oh, please, a bunch of stringy clothes that I can't figure out, and it's got a bunch of snaps and string. What is it? But anyway, all right. So that evening didn't go well for, but I'm sure she was very disappointed in me, and she made me very aware of that for the next 8 hours. Trust me. And maybe she was right. Maybe I was a bit insensitive. I don't know. To me, intimacy is a special thing on its own. I don't know if it needs to be dressed up all over and over and over again. I guess some people think it needs to be, and that's fine. But, or maybe I just missed the boat on this. I'm willing to accept the fact that I just don't get it. Okay. But I was just thinking, you know, what if I was going to go to a, specifically to a hotel, You know, I can just imagine what my first thing would be, it depends on how you feel about the person, right? You know, but I sure wouldn't want to, I mean, what do? Stay on each side of the bed and go now? Or do you just look at the clock? Especially somebody who's really hung up on making it romantic. Well, one girl I knew, she wanted to put rose petals. I don't get this. What does rose petals have to do with anything? Rose petals on the bed. I don't get it. What is this thing about champagne and strawberries? God. So, anyway, I hope my friend has I'm sure she's having a better time than I would have, because I'm sure I'd ruin it. You know, to me, it's just, I don't know. To me, real romance is, and I'm not talking about my friend now. This is just, you know, I see so many things about people wanting to make their evenings romantic. To me, the height of romance is being natural, you know, and just, like I say, doing what comes naturally. But it's just funny, you know, when I was younger, I certainly could see myself trying to, let's go to a hotel. But you know, where I am in life now, I'd be like, okay, look, why don't we do the something now? And then we can go enjoy the buffet. See, if you have a buffet, I'm just saying, you know, if you're gonna, that's just the way I see it. You know, I, it may be the reason why I don't do so well with women, huh? Is that possible? Maybe. But, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. As you know, oh, and she said, I said, well, you know, you better turn your cell phone off, because I'm sure her friends are going to be texting. People do that, you know. What a lot of pressure, though. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? I mean, and I'm thinking from a male perspective, you know, it's a lot of pressure when you're 20 or 18, I guess it's not, but when you cross over 45 or something, that's a lot of pressure. You know, you think about it. You're driving over to the hotel, or you're flying to the hotel. I don't know about women, but guys are thinking, especially, now, remember, we're talking about the first time. This isn't like, you know, you've been intimate, you know, on a regular basis, and it's just going to be a different locale, right? This is and I'm telling you, if it were me, I don't know, performance anxiety, maybe, I don't know, but I know I wouldn't, I'd want to get it out of the way, is all I'm saying, right? Then we can go in and get some dessert, you know, a banana split or something, or sundae or tiramisu, something, you know. So many things. And then also, and what I wanted to say to her, maybe I did say it, I can't remember, but what is important is to know that usually, you know, the first time crunch time, first time is not usually the best time, you know, because people have to get to know each other and, you know, you just shouldn't. So, I think they're going to spend the whole weekend together, and that's good. That's very good. And, they're very, they're very much in love, and that's great. And, speaking as a jaded person, you know, I've always said, and I know people will disagree with me, but it's been my experience that you really never know how you feel about somebody. Well, ladies, let me just speak to the ladies. If you really want to know how a person feels about you, it's how they behave after crunch time. Before crunch time, you know, guys, sometimes we have a hard time putting in perspective, especially if we're looking forward to getting a little nookie nookie or something. You know, it's not always true. And I do believe that you can love somebody, fall in love with somebody, and then it really doesn't matter what happens during crunch time. It really doesn't. But I can tell you, again, without being too personal, I can tell you that, you know, sometimes, you know, you end up coming away with this like, what the hell? You know, and you think, do I want to be stuck with this for the rest of my natural life? You know, really, really, you know, there can be some incompatibilities there. I mean, seriously. And boys, you know, guys, you know, a lot of times women, will, you know, be enthusiastic until they, you know, get you hooked, as it were, and then all of a sudden you see the true color. So the first thing, you know, you really need to take your time on and all these things, right? Don't make any rash decisions on anything. You know, give it time, and ladies, see how he acts afterwards. Guys, give her about, you know, after the first time, you really don't really get to know anybody until about 9 months or a year afterwards to see if she's still going to be that way, because I'm telling you, You know, a lot of times people can act one way in the beginning, and I guess this is true for men too. And then, you know, all of a sudden a year in, they don't even want to look at you. They still love you, but they, you know, they just, it's amazing what I'm amazed at how a person's personality or can change in order to acquire something. And then once they have acquired that, obtained it, then they change. And I'm of the opinion, although I have been duped for longer than this, but, you know, I think it takes at least a year. If you're lucky, so, you know, even as much as two to three years. In my case, me personally, ask anybody that I've ever dated, they'll tell you they saw the real deal, right? Pretty much from Jump Street, which probably why, again, I don't do that well with ladies, but, you know, I really would say, you know, I'm putting myself in this lady's position, right? And, you know, I'm, you know, okay, so we go to the hotel. First off, I'd be saying, you know, well, we get to the hotel and, the first thing I'd say is, you know, look at the room, blah, blah, blah. And I say, look, you know what? So why don't we, I don't know if I'd say it or just, you know, I probably would say it, if depending on the kind of relationship I had with her. Say, look, let's, and then we can go enjoy ourselves the rest of the evening. The pressure's off, right? What do you think? Now, that's just my approach. And if she wanted romance, I'd say, well, look, let's do romance on our next trip, right? Right. let's just do things on a test drive and then we'll do the romance. I've often said this about people when they get married, you know, hey, you know, don't spend $50 million on a wedding, you know, have a modest wedding, something you can afford that won't break the bank. And then if you're still married in 10 years, you can do it again. See? Now, that's just my opinion. And then this is for people who, you know, certainly are not novice at these things. Boy, there you go. Huh? I know I've lost some points with a lot of you, huh? Well, what else is new? Regardless, I'm still making a joyful noise and I want you to do the same. So I'll remind you to remember to make a joyful noise. And I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.